I started getting involved with Fellowship Christian Athletes. The chaplain of FCA asked me, he's like, hey, would you like to come down to Haiti with me? I was like, sure, it'd be an adventure. You know, I don't really know what's going on. I'd heard of Haiti. I knew it wasn't doing too well. This was in 2008, my sophomore year of college. Ended up going down and was just rocked. I mean, in Haiti, you literally see people who are starving to death. You know, I mean, you see kids with the kind of the distended bellies. You see people dying of curable diseases. There was a girl, I don't forget, there was a girl, she had an infected tooth, and her mother was telling us she hasn't been able to eat or sleep in like 2 weeks. She just drinks water. She just cries all the time. And so we had a dentist down with us. He didn't even have any anesthetic. And he cut her tooth out right there on the table. And as soon as he cut her tooth out, she fell asleep. Because it was the first time in like 2 weeks she hadn't been in pain. Mm. So that was huge for me.
Just the simplicity of it.
America is not the reality of this world. America is kind of the top. And then there's a lot of people who need a lot of help. And that really came and, you know, kind of imprinted on my heart, the things I saw.
Pardon the pun, but it was a game changer.
It was absolutely a game changer. It was one of the most pivotal points in my life to date.
So then here comes 2010 and tragedy. With so much going wrong with so many different people and different ages, the demographic involved, obviously the first attention should be children.
A woman who ran the hospital at the mission we had worked at down in Haiti, she was hearing about all the children who had been left orphaned, and she was praying about it and really felt God put it on her heart, like, I want to help these kids. Start up an orphanage. And they approached me in 2011 and said, hey, we'd like you to be the fifth member of our five-person board. That was one of the coolest things that ever happened to me, because I told you earlier how I kind of had a heart for helping these people, and it's been something I really felt called to do.
Did you think you were capable of doing it?
One of the coolest things for me is to see, as an NFL player, kind of tell people about Ephraim and just what we're doing and what we're trying to do and about these kids who need help.
The key is you're building something. You're building an orphanage.
We have bought 10 acres about 3 hours northeast of Port-au-Prince. We have put in a septic system. We've leveled the land. We've put up some fencing. We've drilled 2 wells and got water pumps from them. First clean water the area has, which is hard to imagine, but it's clean drinking water. And we hope to be done with that by the end of the calendar year. We've already taken in 2 orphans. We didn't want to take in a ton because we haven't completed the orphanage yet, but we've got 2 orphans, Wadley and Schneider, 2 brothers, we've taken in already. Their parents passed away in the earthquake. They're in a rough situation, being treated very poorly. We were able to rescue them out of that.
How old are they?
They are 3 and 9. There's about 13 or 14 orphans just in the area where we're constructing it, who we will take in once it's done. And our ultimate goal is to be able to house about 60 orphans.
With a lot of orphanages, whether it be here in the States or elsewhere, it ends at a certain point. You want to make it so they go beyond their teen years, you know, give them skills enough to go out and probably, as I'm assuming here, help rebuild Haiti.
What we're trying to do, just like you said, is educate them up through 18. And then, if possible, send them to college in the States, send them to college in Port-au-Prince. If we can't, the other thing we want to focus on is teaching these kids a trade. They need to know how to make bricks, how to work on diesel engines. A lot of Haiti's kind of free.
Be self-supportive.
Be self-supportive. You can't fix Haiti all at once, but hopefully, you know, one drop at a time, one kid at a time can make a difference.
I mean, you got to be proud of what you're doing.
You know, the word I'd use is thankful, because I really believe God opened my eyes to what was going on. The only difference between me and these orphans is they were born somewhere else. You know, I hope one day when I die, we could make a difference in these kids' lives. You know what I mean? We could leave a legacy in that way.